who died for me. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Amen. God is good, and all the time, God is good. We have a young man that's been coming for a while now, a month, 2 months, I don't know, came out of the hospital and came here once he was able to get up, Brother Wilbert. And this morning, Brother Wilbert came to me and said, I'm ready to tell my story. So, Brother, will you please come and tell us your story? Amen. Let's give him a hand. Make yourself comfortable right there.
All right. I'm not too good at talking, but I need to tell the story. I want to thank the pastor and his wife, and especially my brother and my family, for helping me out. I probably wouldn't be here today if the Lord hadn't woke me up and told me to go to the hospital. Because when I got to the hospital, I knew what I was doing, right? But when I checked in, that was the last thing I remember for 3 months. So in 3 months, I didn't know what was going on. But I had trust in the Lord. Uh-huh. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, and then we talked to my kids one more time. And he said, do you believe in me? And I said, yes, I do. And I never go to church, but I always believe in God. So for 3 months I'm laying there. I don't know if I'm dead or recovering. So I'm laying there, and then my friend came in. She said, I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm here to give you a bath. And at that time, I don't know if she was preparing me for a funeral or preparing me to get well. But whatever it was, I was thankful and I was ready. So, and she gave me the bath. I felt good, but I still couldn't see. I could hear, but I couldn't see. And one day, I was laying in the bed, and they took me into this big church. And when they took me in the church, I had my hands straight out like this when they took me on the altar. And then I said, whatever is your will, Lord, I'm ready. So I laid there, and I was nervous because I had faith, but my faith wasn't as strong. So when when I first started, the snake started coming at me. And I got nervous, but I said, if it's your will, Lord, I'm ready. So then the fear left, and then the snakes left. And then after that, right there, it was animals with these long teeth and all that stuff coming at me. But by that time, I hadn't said, it's your will, Lord, and I wasn't scared no more. So they didn't do nothing. And so on the last time, the fire came. And by that time, I had faith, so I wasn't worried about it.
Right, right.
And the fire came, and it didn't do nothing. So they took me back to my room. And so I was fighting for days, every day, to keep from going under. Because every time I laid in that bed, still, they start pulling me under. And I start turning this way to keep from going under. But I said, Lord, I need to talk to my kids one more time. So I had to go through trial for 3 months, not knowing what's going on, until he let me come back to see my kids. So in the third month, I woke up and I was in the rehab. And when I woke up to rehab, my kids was there. And all the people that prayed for me, they told me I was dead. And when they told me I was dead, my kids said no. And the doctor said, y'all go back there and see him if y'all want to. But, you know, because it's his last time. And my kids told the doctor, said, no, it's not his last time. Y'all got to do something. And then I woke up, and I was in a rehab. And then from the 4 months I was in a rehab, I had so much faith in the Lord until I wouldn't worry about nothing. So I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, but I believed that it was going to be all right. So I came home. Everybody was worried, but I wasn't worried because I knew I was going, you know, I had trust in the Lord, you know, because if he took me, I was ready. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't worried. I just wanted to see my kids one more time. So he did that, and my brother, he helped me out. He take care of me. And I thank the Lord, you know, that God is real. And if you don't believe that, then that's your problem. Because the only problem we have when we ask him for something, we want it so fast until you don't believe. It's already done. You go to him, you ask him, he done it, but you can't see it. You got to go through a trial before anything going to happen. You tell him something, you forget about it. It's done. You know? It's a done deal. I mean, it is done. God, thank you for bringing me here. I cried this morning to drive because he did so much. He answered my prayer. But thank you.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Oh, man.